KO4 HKX. Patrick on this end.
How you doing?
This wet, foggy drive home, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Well, same thing. Getting off work, headed to the house, and turn around and do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't have to do it tomorrow.
About the past 6 months, I've been on mandatory overtime, so I have to do it every Friday, it seems like. Plus now they're added 2 days due overtime.
What you're doing is working overtime for them.
For the most part, I've been just standing around because I have nothing, no work to do. I'm still having to be in there on overtime for some reason. I've been called up for 6 months in my department.
The corporate life.
You've had to vent a little bit.
Go ahead. I've been there, done that. I've experienced all of it.
Today, if I could be off next Friday to go get my taxes filled done and all that, and he said, sure, no problem. Then come back about 2 hours later. Well, you're going to be off Friday. We're going to need you to work Saturday.
Bet somebody have a life other than work.
But hey, I ain't going to complain too much. At least I got a job making good money.
I work for myself, so the guy that my boss, he's kind of hard to get along with. Are you at right now?
Oh, I'm between Belton and Highway 25 on Highway 247.
North on 25 going into North Carolina right now, going up the mountain.
Way every now and then. Sometimes we go have my son. He lives up in Tennessee, well, almost Kentucky. That's the way we go. That's about the only time I get up in that way anymore, up in that area anymore, coming through there.
Over in a little area called Penrose, or Little River. It's just outside of Bavard.
Right now, I'm right next to an area called Possum Kingdom. You ever heard of that?
I've heard of it, but I don't know exactly where it's at.
It's Highway 247 and off Highway 25, that area back over in there.
I spend most of my time here in the upstate in Greenville and Greer and Traveler's Rest and Cherrydale running my tool route.
I go to Cherrydale, well, we used to go about once a week. Haven't been in a while because there's a Mexican restaurant over there at Cherrydale.
Next to the movie theater? Yeah, me and a group of guys eat there every Tuesday for lunch.
Real friendly guys that run the place. Matter of fact, we're friends with that guy that owns that one. His brother owns the one over here, over in Williamson, over here near me. So we were real good friends with him and his ex-wife and everything. So we all know, we pretty well know all of them. They got like several brothers there on a bunch of different ones.
They do us pretty good when we come in there because they's about anywhere from 5 of us to 15 of us when we come in. So they take pretty good care of us, and we're in there on a regular basis. So we know them all pretty good, too.
Yeah, we haven't had Mexican in a while.
Foggy up here.
But it ain't as bad as it was this morning on the way in this morning. It was real foggy over on this side.
Can't see 100 yards in front of you right now.
I know I was going out to Texas back a couple years ago. My son was graduating AIT, and we was going through Louisiana, and about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and well, of course, my wife and other people that were with us, they were passed out asleep in the car or in the van we were in, and I'm doing about 8 miles an hour down the interstate through, with the swamp on either side as far as you could, well, you couldn't see anything, but it was pouring down rain and thick fog like that. That was no fun at all.
Situations are pretty stressful.
As fast as I got up there was about maybe 12 miles an hour for about 30 minutes there. It was just slow going.
Amazing how thick the fog can get all of a sudden.
When I was coming up to it, you could actually, it was like a wall in front of me. The headlights were just like hitting this, it was like a big bright white wall. It's perfectly clear and it's all you could see, and all of a sudden I was in the fog and couldn't see anything. Almost, basically I turned the, did at one point try turning the headlights off and just having the driving lights on, and that was almost a little better than having low beams on.
Putting that light down on the road where you can see it. It's not glaring back in your face.
Take it easy and be careful in that fog. I'm going to stop and get some pizza here in a few minutes and stop and make me an order for that. It's good to talk to you. This is KO4 GPA, and I'll be clear after you.
For HKX. Yeah, it's good talking to you. KO4 GBA. Maybe I'll hear you on here again. I'm on pretty much all the time listening anyway. 7-3, have a good evening.
For DJC.
GDC, go ahead. I believe it's Jerry, right?
Yeah, DJC. Kind of a tongue twister sometimes. Yeah, how are you doing? You home yet?
Hey, I'm about halfway now. I'm just coming into Hendersonville. Just across the state line.
How big of a territory do you have, anyway?
Heard of Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greer, from Arlington Road all the way to Rutherford Road, back out Taylor Main Street there. Then I come over to Cherrydale, all the way down to Stone Avenue, everything over toward Cedar Lane Road, out toward Easley, and all the way back up to the state line.
The territory, how many customers do you have?
325 potential customers, but right now my head count's actually down because of all this COVID going on and shops closing up or moving around. So right now I'm only about 250.
That makes a difference, but hopefully this thing starts opening back up again, they'll get back to where it was. Sure, a lot of people aren't servicing the car. Well, they're not driving as much, for one thing, I guess, and they aren't servicing the cars as much as they have been in the past. Could you call on folks other than mechanics?
Excuse me. That's mostly what I service, is just little auto repair shops. I have very few dealerships in my route. They're actually doing a resurvey on it right now to get the head count back where it's supposed to be. So my territory will be changing a little bit here in the next little while anyway.
This will be this about 30 years, I guess, altogether. And we always had a truck. Came by about once a month, I guess, and my loom fixers and the guys, other places, they always picked up a few tools. It's not like an auto mechanic shop, anything like that. Not, you know, not that kind of volume, but you're not just dealing with one person. You might have 50 or 60 guys, you know, walking through the truck.
They changed quite a bit. I got some shops like that now, and they're some of my best customers. I got a great company, just some other tractor places, small engines, you name it. Anything that uses tools, we'll go in.
Dan, I'm glad to see there's, you know, somebody still calling, because a lot of the guys that use the, you know, the other brands, the, you know, expensive brands, you know, the guys that have been working for years on stuff, they always preferred you know, the better brands, because they're a little bit easier on your hands than the other stuff was.
So we come around once a week or whatever the schedule they want, and we allow you to make payments on things. So it helps out a lot with that, and it's a better quality tool than what you can pick up at Walmart or Harbor Freight or some of the other places around.
And the one that starts with an S.
That I would take for granted, but no, I am not. I start with the MAT.
So, yeah, and say, okay, so you handle Mac then, right?
On the other side of this ditch, I can barely see what you're saying. I'm trying to drive it right here.
I'm not hearing you very well right now. I'll hang around here a few minutes, and when you get a better shot, I was curious, but they sounded good. I'm glad you able to call on people like that and see them once a week. That makes a big difference, I know.